Hey, Jordan, how's it going?
Hey, Ryan. It's going good.
What's going on today?
So, well, you know, just the usual. Nothing really much.
Okay.
So, audience, if you haven't heard already and noticed something different, Ryan's voice. He's doing a nice little voice.
What are you talking about?
Ryan, you just laughed in your normal voice.
Well, I can't. My laugh's very different than my normal voice.
Oh, God.
This is now my new normal voice.
Oh, that is too amazing.
I don't think I can keep that up for the
Yeah, I don't think you can.
But I might drop into it occasionally. So, Jordan, what are we doing today?
Today we are watching Mega Man, and hopefully there's no stereotypes about Mr. Mega Man here.
So, what have we watched so far? We watched
Mario,
Super Mario Brothers, Zelda. And we did one last week. What was it? Oh, Sonic. Right, right. Wow. Whoa, I couldn't even remember what we did last week.
Me neither.
Honestly, it was that forgettable of a cartoon, I feel like.
Amnesia sets in.
Yeah, today we're going to check out Mega Man Season 1, Episode 1. So, folks, we'll give you a minute here to head to YouTube. This will be another one of our commentary tracks for cartoons. So,
or check the bio for the link.
The link's right in the bio. Great point. We can't forget to put that link in the bio.
Yeah.
Don't even go search it. Or if you're someone who's like, I don't like clicking links, then go search it. And if after the Zelda one, you're like, I don't want anything to do with Link or links. I understand.
Yeah, we found the missing link, and we want to bury that link again.
Yeah, it could stay missing because it was not cool.
Yeah.
So click on the link, head to YouTube, whatever you got to do, Mega Man Season 1, Episode 1. Pause this right now so you can get it all set up and ready to go.
Now, may I remind you, this link is not sexist. If you click on this
link,
it's not going to bring up sexism at
all. Well, we don't know that.
Well,
we haven't seen this episode of this
yes,
show. Mega Man could be like Link.
I think I have a high chance of this one not being sexist.
Yeah, me too. It's so ridiculous.
So what do you call this character?
That's a great question, Jordan. I'm not sure what I call this question, but it kind of hurts my this voice, but it kind of hurts my throat. I'm not going to lie to you, so I'll probably stop doing it soon. luckily I have tea from Pure Leaf, no sugar, unsweetened tea. Not a sponsor.
But you wish it was, though.
I do, because I drink this stuff like it's water.
Yeah.
I should just be drinking water.
Yeah, that would be good for you, but
got home the other night and
I'm guessing you chugged down a Pure Leaf.
Well, I got home the other night, stopped on the way home, got myself a Pure Leaf. Then I got home, my wife Nina, who you know.
Yes.
I know we said we were about to start, but we're on this Pure Leaf kick right now. Nina got a 4-pack sitting in the fridge for me.
That's amazing.
Right? You want to hear something even more amazing? 2 years ago, Nina was like, hey, you're drinking a lot of those. It's not cheap. You know, you drink two of those a day. That's a few bucks every day for tea. So I went on, I don't know if you've ever heard of Amazon.com, but
yeah.
I went over to Amazon and bought a big box of Pure Leaf tea bags, but ones that make a gallon of tea at a time. So what I do is I buy a jug gallon of water, pour it in a giant pot, boil it, stick the bag of the 1 gallon tea bag in, brew it up, pour it back into the jug of water, and then I got a gallon of iced tea. The problem is I'm running low on my giant bags. I got like 3 left. I can't find them anywhere anymore.
What?
Yeah, so now I'm stuck back to buying these. Also, the time it takes to do is not long, and I could certainly find it, but I don't seem to. So I really don't even need this.
When did you buy these giant tea bags?
Years ago.
So that means when COVID set in, they started to run low.
Possibly, yeah, because it would have been like the beginning of COVID probably that I did it.
Yes. So anyway,
enough of that.
Yeah, back to watching Mr. Mega Man. Well, not back to, but time okay. to watch it.
So here we go. We're going to do a countdown here, and when we get to, we'll count back from 10. When we get to 1, hit play. Or just listen, but it's going to be boring because yeah. minutes go by where we don't say anything, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because we're watching the show.
Yeah, we are. We're,
all right.
We're taking in the information.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That is so loud in our headphones. Oh, my word.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. That is insanity. Mega Man. I like the theme. It's a great introduction. Let's adjust that here. Mega Man. Just by this intro, I would say this looks like the best one we've watched. That's my guess. This will be the best one we've seen.
Now, for folks, we just got, we just became deaf for a good 3 seconds.
That intro is very loud.
Yes, so I advise you to turn down your volume.
Woo! Looks great, though.
Apparently, welcome to 20XX. Here we go.
Okay, the bad guys have entered the scene.
Oh, Dr. Wily's back at it again. Oh. Okay. Well. Oh, that's amazing.
Was he got like a saw on his head or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. All right, that's the firehead guy. All right. These are all villains from the video game. Bomberman. Did he just throw a Pac-Man thing at that plane?
What? Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, Mega Man.
What?
Was that a Pure Levi's tea Mega Man just drank? All right. Well, that was a little sexist against men, saying they're all insane.
Okay. Yeah. This show's got some issues
already.
I am, just to let you know, ma'am, I am purely sane. With some insanity, okay?
I am Pure Leaf Sane. Again, not a sponsor. His brother?
What?
Now, I don't remember Proto Man from the game.
I don't remember a brother at all.
Me neither. I'm going to vacuum you. What?
What?
Wait a second. What?
Oh, everyone on that train is dead. He's dead.
All right, we're going to pause. People, we're going to pause it right now. One, two, three, pause. So, Jordan, so far, what are your thoughts?
Mega Man, why so sexist?
Yeah, I agree. Well, not as bad as Link.
Not as bad as Link.
Him
but
saying it's too dangerous for a girl is not cool.
No. Look, just because we are men doesn't mean we go in and save the day from all of this. Some men are lazy. So that's why the females get sent in.
Some men are lazy. I mean, I can't disagree with that at all. I think the idea of like, hey, the damsel in distress needs to be fought for her honor or whatever. All that is like this thing that's in so many stories. I would have thought by 1994 when this came out, they maybe wouldn't lead off with that in the first episode or have it at all.
So, second thing.
Yep.
Everyone that's seeing the bad guy, like any younger version, seeing what the bad guy's doing, they're like, I want to be the bad guy. Don't be the bad guy, because the bad guys are apparently shooting up the airport and making terrorism happen. That's not good.
No, you're right about that. It's the issue with a cartoon like this or Link, and maybe Mega Man will redeem himself and not be sexist.
Yeah.
Link certainly is. that comment wasn't great, but maybe he'll get better. And she came back with an equally sexist comment. So at least it's equal on both sides.
Yes.
People are flawed no matter who they are and have maybe ideas about the opposite gender that are not okay.
Yeah.
That being said, what do you think about the cartoon, regardless of those two comments so far?
I mean, really, with the cartoon, it looks absolutely amazing for what it used to be. You said this was back in
1994.
Back in 1994, this type of stuff would have blown anyone back then away.
To me, have you ever seen the, you know what Transformers are?
Yeah.
Okay, I assume you did. There was a Transformers cartoon. This animation looks like it's probably from the same people. It looks, the second it came on, I was like, oh, this looks just like Transformers. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to get back to it now. I will also say, Mega Man not wanting the girl whose name I forget to show up, while sexist, might have been the right call, because she showed up and now he's trapped under a thing trying to save her. So,
and he's not trying to get a kiss.
You're right. For that, I'm very thankful. He's way, way better than Link.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Back. Five, four, three, two, one, play. Go. They're wreaking havoc. Now, why would the bad guys let all this happen?
Because I guess they're just too busy.
I guess so. I don't think he's going to destroy the plans, Jordan.
No.
I mean, I don't think he's going to destroy the plans, Jordan. Well,
what?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. This makes sense because I was like, when he introduced him, I was like, these guys are bad guys now. This makes sense.
Yep, here we go.
Wow, that's quite a little gun. Wait a second. Their names are Rock and Roll?
Yep.
I didn't catch that when he introduced them. What?
Oh my God. Why?
Don't take. All right, we're going to pause it again for a second. Okay.
Rock and roll. Okay, I just got to point out a viewer discretion is advised real quick. If you see anything that Mega Man does, right, you are not a robot, you're a human being. And if you tried to stop a 3-ton train from crushing you, it's going to crush you.
Yes.
Do not try to do that.
You're not Rock and Roll, people.
His original name was Rock, and his sister's name was Roll.
Okay, we have to address Dr. Light saying, I built this robot to do housekeeping.
Again?
Not cool.
The sexism.
Yeah, it's rampant in 90s cartoons, apparently.
Again with the sexism, wow. And it's not even Mega Man.
And then Rock, or Mega Man, says, "She's pretty."
You know what?
And then he's like, "That's your sister."
I have a theory right at the end of this.
Okay. Should we keep going then?
Yes, let's keep going.
Okay. We're going to start this back up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Go.
We now return to Mega Man.
So many commercials.
Yeah, I would agree.
That was what? Why didn't he just shoot them?
I don't know. I agree.
Or
okay.
Maybe.
I can't take their names.
Or maybe. Why didn't he just get his arm free and tase them?
Buckle up, roll. Do you find it weird that he calls them robots?
Robots?
Yeah, he doesn't say robot. He says robot. Robot.
Apparently.
He's the greatest creation of my career. No offense, Roll.
Rock.
Now, why wouldn't he make Roll into a, like, give Roll a bunch of armor and make them,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I have one word, sexism. That's why I eat it.
Yes, exactly. Battery biscuits. Oh.
She has a super-powered vacuum arm?
Apparently. What's gonna make it so he doesn't run out of energy faster? He just drank two.
I don't understand how he's gonna. They're gonna stop all of them this time.
Yeah. Yep. Here we go. Cut, man. He just got laid out. And he's taking his power.
Yeah, that part's... I don't think that part's from the game.
No. Or otherwise, that would be OP. That would be straight up overpowered.
Yeah.
It cuts through other metal.
Now, the Iceman, I don't know their name, but.
Oh, yep, here we go.
Yeah, that part doesn't make any sense to me. Why would.
Electric Man, I don't know where he showed up.
Is that a blender?
That's a jet engine.
How did she get that?
I don't know. Oh, yep, here we go. Oh, great. They're both able to copy powers.
Well, yeah, they're almost identical, I guess.
Oh,
wow,
dang.
That's a big punch.
Not
no,
before
won't.
That happens.
Blue dweeb?
Apparently, blue dweeb. Mr. Mayor.
That's the joke they end on.
Okay, wow, pause okay. it real quick.
Yeah, sure.
I take that offensive because I like dogs. I love them, absolutely.
Well, I think Mega Man loves his dog. What's the dog's name?
Rush.
Rush, right, right.
So, we've officially watched Mega Man. And I've got a theory.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. Uh-oh, Here it comes. The thing I've been noticing happens on some of these cartoons. Jordan is standing up. And he's about to start a rant, I have a feeling.
So, first off, sexism. No, just nada. You don't start this season one, episode one off with sexism, okay? You see how bad that is and how that can just backfire so fast onto you? They didn't continue that show.
Two seasons. They did two seasons.
Yeah, two seasons of, I'm guessing, sexism. Then, yeah, they went off. So, now, to terrorism. Apparently, this dude has gone around town, has killed multiple civilians, and has gotten away with it each and every single time.
We're talking about the Dr. Wily, is
Dr.
that his name?
Dr. Wily.
Yeah.
Now, I have a theory on Dr. Wily and Mega Man.
Okay.
I think Dr. Light didn't make those plans, which he didn't. He had some help with Dr. Wily.
Right, yeah.
But I think Mega Man is Wily's son. And Dr. Light is trying to cover the fact that that is his son.
Well, I would say this. I don't think you're wrong. Because if Dr. Wily made these plans initially, that is what the cartoon shows, then, now I don't know if an inventor of something can really be a father, but in this scenario, we're saying that. So, I think you're right. I think maybe Dr. Light adopted Mega Man, made some changes to him. Now, here's my question. We're not going to come up with an answer to this because we're not going to end up watching two seasons of Mega Man. But
no.
Do you think, and this could go for any of these shows, I guess, that run more than one season, do you think it gets less sexist as it goes on?
Probably.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Because then it would show a nice arc of people learning the error of their ways and becoming better people. That would be awesome.
And this would teach little Billy again.
Little Billy's learning a lot from this podcast.
Yes, he is. So now, the reason why I think Dr. Wily has a son, a.k.a. Mega Man, is because Mega Man doesn't remember much. And he thinks about his, a.k.a. actual father, because we all know when we're first born into this world, the people that hold us close and for the first time would be our parents.
In most situations, that's the case, yes.
Yes, before they pass us off to other family members in the room. But he may have, since he has a conscience, he may have took that in and said to himself, when he got first booted up, this is my father.
About Dr. Wily?
No, or Dr.
About
Light.
About Dr. Light. I think so. And Dr. Light said, hey, you're my son.
Exactly.
This is your sister role.
Yes. And Dr. Wily was so obsessed with his son, he made a crappier version of him. And that man has gone insane with trying to capture Mega Man.
Yeah, because he's the inferior twin.
And his sister, I believe that's Wily's daughter. because as you can see when he goes in to drill them, right? No actual evil man would stop and be hesitant.
Oh.
And then go for the other one. They would have just gotten done and over with. However, Wily is hesitant. And he goes for the other one. And he can't decide which one he wants to do it to. And since he's kind of stupid, he actually believed Mega Man. No evil man should believe Mega Man. Especially a good guy.
Well, that's true.
No evil villain should believe a good guy.
I think we will find with all of these cartoons that the evil villains are not bright.
No. But I think in this case, Wily is not the evil man. Dr. Light is.
You think, wait a second, what?
Think about it.
You think Dr. Light is the evil man?
Think about it. That man has been developing arms, armor, planes, robots, or in case in their words, robots. What has Dr. Wily done?
He made all the good robots bad robots.
Correct. So whose fault?
I think it's still Dr. Wily's.
But if we didn't have robots.
Well, you're right.
If Dr. Light didn't create those robots, whose fault?
All right. I see what you're saying, and I think that is a real-life issue with technology. You come up with technology for good reasons, like Dr. Light did, and then they get corrupted into bad things.
Correct.
So you're right. This has been quite an episode. What did you think of the cartoon overall, though?
I thought that the cartoon overall was not bad. Just put the sexism aside, including right. with the forgetful memories, including with the amnesia, and we are fine. We get Mega Man, the good Mega Man.
I bet later episodes are better. I think that's true of all these shows, probably. Yes. But
not with Link, though.
No, I don't. I think you're right. I don't think Link changes that much.
No, Link doesn't change at all.
So what? Oh, Sonic. I keep forgetting about Sonic for some reason. I think this might be the best one of the four, though.
Yeah, because Sonic was just boring and was made for, like, little kids.
Now, granted, I am an adult.
Yeah, so I'm a teenager, so me and Ryan don't find this any interest to us.
Although, I wanted to, if Link wasn't so sexist, that would be my favorite.
Yeah, that would be my favorite, too.
But we can't rewrite history.
No, we cannot.
We can only learn from it. And hopefully the next video game cartoon we watch. I was really disappointed that within 5 minutes, this one was like, yeah, okay, this is sexist too. I was really like thinking it was going to be not and just be like a nice show. And it's not, he's not as bad as Link.
No, he's not.
He's not objectifying the females. Also, it's
neither is he asking them for a kiss.
Right. Yeah. Mega Man
is just
thinks she can't take care of herself.
Yes.
And Dr. Light thinks she should be made to do house chores.
So we got two people voting in the room that they are definitely sexist, and then we have her that think men are sexist.
Yes.
So we got an equal platform overall. Maybe even the dog might be thinking, what are these two doing and why are they so damn sexist?
Maybe.
Maybe
you're talking
the dog
about
is in torture.
Rush?
Yeah, maybe Rush is in torture.
Here's the one last thing. We got to go because it's lunchtime. But Dr. Light, the three things he's named all begin with R.
Yes.
That's weird.
The Triple R team.
Why would he name them Rock and Roll? It's so ridiculous. Why is that a thing?
Because back then, you know how rock and roll was a big thing.
Sure.
Yeah. This didn't start to appear up when the new, I would guess, Chevy. Yeah, I think it's a Chevy. So you know that two-door Chevy that the Christine movies are based off of?
No, but okay. I'll go with you.
Yeah, it's the Christine car. Okay. Have you ever seen Christine?
No.
It's a murderous car that goes on a rampage. And
right, I know what it is. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I know what it is. Stephen King.
Yeah, Stephen King novel.
Yeah.
So, with that... Crap, I forgot where I was going. Oh, yeah. Back then, when that car came out, that car and the radios have changed from nice classic music to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Because they're going into the future, they quote-unquote said. That's the whole reason why they made a movie called Back to the Future.
And rock and roll plays heavily in that movie as well.
Yeah.
Well, folks, thanks for listening and watching with us. I hope you're enjoying these commentaries and checking out these old cartoons.
Hope you're enjoying my theories.
And please, write in. Let us know what you think. Tell us about some other video game cartoons we should watch.
We've left our Gmail in one of our episodes. If you are a if you are a listener and a good enough listener, then you can find us in one of the episodes. We left it in the bio.
What is our email address? Do you remember?
TwoSchoolsPodcast@gmail.com.
TwoSchoolsPodcast. Go send us an email. Tell us what you think. Tell us you want more of Jordan's rants.
Yeah, because we're doing this for your guys' entertainment. And
really, and our own.
Yes, and
we
our
need
own.
To be clear about that. It is definitely entertaining for us.
Yes, it's definitely entertaining for Ryan and me.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Drive safe. Stay safe. Have a nice day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.